AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump continues his attacks on fellow Republicans, even sharing a competitor's phone number with a campaign crowd. Warren Levinson has more.
After South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham labeled Donald Trump a jackass, Trump responded with ridicule, in Graham's home state, no less. At a campaign kickoff in Bluffton, Trump told a story of Graham entreating him several years ago to recommend Graham to a TV show.
He said, "Could you mention my name?" I said, "Yes, I'll mention." And he gave me his number, and I found the card. I wrote the number down. I don't know if it's the right number. Let's try it. 202.
He read the whole number. The billionaire reality TV star also hit Graham with what, for Trump, may be the ultimate insult. In the private sector, Trump said Graham wouldn't be rich. He'd be poor. I'm Warren Levinson.
Trump's attack on Arizona Senator John McCain has drawn condemnation from many. The Des Moines Register, the largest newspaper in early voting Iowa, published an editorial calling on Trump to drop out of the race. The paper calling the reality TV star and real estate mogul a feckless blowhard who can generate headlines, name recognition, and polling numbers not by provoking thought, but by provoking outrage. Another candidate enters the crowded GOP field, Ohio Governor John Kasich, the 16th to declare for the White House.
I have decided to run for president of the United States.
So many are running, it's unclear Kasich will qualify for the GOP's first debate in his home state in just 2 weeks. President Obama brings his campaign to win support for the Iran nuclear agreement to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Pittsburgh. Obama telling the veterans group that those opposed to the deal also back military action against Iraq.
Some of the same politicians and pundits that are so quick to reject the possibility of a diplomatic solution to Iran's nuclear program are the same folks who were so quick to go to war in Iraq and said it would take a few months.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 217. This is AP Radio News. Rhode Island's capital city is considering an ordinance that would ban smoking throughout downtown, a ban that an advocacy group says is the most wide-reaching one it's seen. The proposal would apply to non-enclosed sidewalks, other pedestrian areas, including alleys, accessible to the public anywhere in downtown Providence. Taylor Swift has the most MTV video nominations. Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Taylor Swift has been nominated for 9 Moonman trophies, including Video of the Year for Bad Blood. Kendrick Lamar has 5 nominations. He's also up for Video of the Year for All Right, competing against Beyoncé's 7-Eleven, Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, and Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. Fans can vote for their favorites at MTV.com. Miley Cyrus will host the VMAs live from Los Angeles on August 30th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.